Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, today I have a very special guest in the podcast closet, someone that is one of my most favorite guests, and this is my daughter, Carter May, my 10-year-old. Can you say hi?
Hi.
So one of the beautiful things about Christmas is seeing it through your children's eyes. So a lot of times as adults, we get so busy with the hustle bustle of the parties and making sure we get white elephant gifts. And I'm even thinking of my schedule right now and all the things that we have to prepare for, that we forget this magic, this beauty of Christmas, what Jesus means to our kids, as well as just this beautiful Christmas tradition that we have. And so I wanted to talk about that through the eyes of Carter May today, and just to help us see this magic of Christmas. So, Carter May, I want to ask you first, what are some of your favorite Christmas traditions?
One is to bake with my aunt.
What are your favorite things to bake? Like, what do you bake?
Cookies and wreaths.
So we want to tell you, so a lot of people don't do wreaths. So can you tell the listeners what a wreath, how do you bake a wreath?
You freeze them and it's like a Rice Krispie treat, and they're like green, and you put these little red holly jolly thingies.
Holly jollies, are they red hots?
Yeah.
Oh no, it's not Rice Krispies, it's corn flakes.
Yes.
Yes, corn flakes. So this is our kid, this is Holden and Grant's favorite thing is, oh, and yours too?
Yeah.
Is these corn flakes, and you mix them with food, coloring, and they make little wreaths. And then what's your other favorite thing that you like to bake? The Christmas cookies.
Cookies.
Yeah. They made, did you make Baby Yoda last year?
Yes.
You made Baby Yoda last year.
Real good.
So one of the things that we love about Christmas is doing kind of the same things every year. And so we go to St. Louis, which is where Grant's family, a lot of times, you know, families have to switch between Christmas and Thanksgiving, but my family always does Thanksgiving. That's our favorite thing. And we do a lot of different traditions there. And then this, for all the Christmases, we go to St. Louis and we hang out with Grant's parents. His dad has since passed, who was the Christmas extraordinary. So Papa, when he was alive, he loved Christmas so much. So what was his favorite, one of his favorite things about Christmas? Do you know?
The Christmas tree.
The Christmas tree. So the Christmas tree is always live, right?
Yes.
And then do you remember what he said he wanted it to be every single time?
Bigger, whiter, fatter. Something like
bigger,
that.
Bigger, whiter, fatter. So every year, I'm not kidding, we would go to the Hayes's and their Christmas tree. I mean, they have like, I don't even know, 20-foot ceilings or something. And Papa would want this live Christmas tree, not even a fake Christmas tree, this live Christmas tree to be the biggest, the tallest ever. We actually thought I was going to be disowned from the family when we got a fake tree a couple years ago, because that was so important to have this live Christmas tree. The other thing that my father-in-law loves, do you know what else he loved?
Presents.
So many presents. So we talked a couple weeks ago about the presents that I got when I first married Grant, and they rose to the tippy-toppy of my head, Carter May. You obviously weren't alive yet, but when I stood up, I'm 5'2", the presents stacked went all the way to my head. So a couple weeks ago, I talked about some ways we can alleviate stress from the holidays and some of the things that we do as our family to kind of keep giving as a central theme. And so one of the things that we do with our kids is, can you remember the list that you guys have been making for the last few years?
Want, need, experience, and
Reed.
Reed.
Reed. Reed's not her favorite one, so she probably leaves that one out. And then we do a give, where we have our kids or our family come up with something to give to. So out of those, the want, which is something you want, right? And what did you pick for your want this year? I forget.
Stuff.
Stuff? What did you pick?
Legos and fidgets.
And then the need is, of course, socks, because we both don't have one pair of matching socks. And then what's your favorite out of all those things? The want, the need, the read, the experience. What's your favorite?
Experience.
And tell me why.
Because you get to experience stuff with your family.
So I think that's probably the one that we remember the most. So what are some of your favorite experiences been?
We went to Colorado after we moved.
That was a big experience. It doesn't have to be that big, but that was a good one. I loved that one too, because I wanted to go back too. Yep. Going back to see friends. That was the one that you chose.
And then one when I was little, was going to the American Girl doll store and eating lunch there.
Yes.
And then this year's is to go to Baylor Acrobatic and Tumbling.
So for those of you who don't know, Baylor Bears is where we live in Waco, and they have this incredible acro tumbling. Acro tumbling, it's kind of like gymnastics-ish. They do a lot of things like that, but that's one of the things that she loves. But experience has probably been our favorite. So if you guys don't do experience with your kids, that I would say add that. Do you say add that to your family? Yes, add that to your family. Hey everyone, many of you know that we joined the Christian Parenting Network this season. And it's not just podcasts, it's also articles and websites, and they do conferences, and they really do as much as they can to help other parents, because we know we're better together in this journey, because parenting is hard. We want to help other parents live like Jesus. We want to help them teach their kids to love others well and truly be a family that lives out their beliefs and lives out their faith. And so this year, there is an end of year giving campaign that Christian Parenting is doing. And so one of the things we talked about in our last podcast is picking something that your family gives to. And this might be this thing. If our podcasts or other podcasts or articles have inspired or encouraged you with your parenting, this would be a beautiful thing to give to. So Christian Parenting has set a 25,000 year end goal, and it's why we're asking for other people to pitch in with that goal by December 31st. And anything you give will be doubled by a $7,500 match. To give today, visit cpgive.org. That's cpgive.org. Another tradition. I'm trying to think of another tradition. Oh, okay. So another fun thing that just kind of to keep Jesus at the forefront, so the presents and all the other things don't take over. One of the things that my mother-in-law does every year, do you know this one? We have a birthday party. For who?
Jesus.
For Jesus. And what does that look like?
We have our birthday cake that says, Happy Birthday, Jesus, and then we also sing it.
Do we sing our favorite song? Happy Birthday, Jesus. That's everyone's least favorite song, but I like to sing that one, don't I? So, Carter May, I want to ask you, just in 10-year-old speak, Carter May, what is the meaning of Christmas?
When Jesus Christ was born.
And why is that special to you?
Because God sent Jesus down on earth to love us and forgive our sins.
And is this something that's special to you? Because last year, something happened. What did you do?
I accepted Christ into my heart.
Into your heart? Do you remember what day that was? Because it's a special date.
The day right before Easter.
The day right before Easter. And I remember you asking your bubby, did you ask your brother about that? Or did he ask you? I can't remember. Did he ask you? I think he asked you if you knew Jesus, and you talked about it. And was that a special moment for you?
Yes.
Yes. I think one of the things that is so fun as a parent is to see your kids embrace who God is and who Jesus is. And right now, Carter May is in this space where she accepted Jesus last year. And what are you loving right now? Something that Jesus gave you. recently for your birthday?
The Bible.
My Bible. Tell me about the Bible, because I feel like it's the, actually, Carter May doesn't love to read right now. It will probably change. But the one book that you actually are excited to open and you would probably read every day is what?
The Bible.
Why are you loving the Bible so much?
Because I just like finding verses.
And what have you been doing with those verses? I didn't even know you were doing this.
I was underlining them.
Were you underlining the things that were important to you?
Yeah.
So what I love about this for parents especially is sometimes we try to teach our kids in such a way or to read the Bible or to do this. And my kids are totally different. I have two totally different kids. But for some reason, Carter May has, when she accepted Jesus, it was very personal to her. I remember her little tears falling, and she truly understood this love that Jesus had for her, that he was here to give her a hope and a future and to forgive her of her sins. And man, as a mom, that was like the greatest thing. But what I'm loving seeing her fall in love with right now is the Bible. And sometimes I'll walk in and she is reading. I haven't asked her to read. I might tell her some verses that might be good, but she is seeing God speak to her. And what's so neat about that is that I don't have to be the one to control that, because sometimes we want to. I want to. And what's so neat is to see that Jesus and that God is speaking to her through scripture, and he's speaking to a child. He is speaking to a 10-year-old, which is so neat and so special. And sometimes as adults, we get so busy that we forget that he's even speaking to our little ones. And so for us, that's the meaning of Christmas. All the other traditions and all the other things are so beautiful and so wonderful, and the sparkly trees, and mom loves all those things so much, and so do you. But I think the most beautiful thing through all December is just preparing for this light and this hope that we get through Jesus. And I want to just add one more thing. For those of you here who Christmas is not this sparkly, magical, shiny thing right now, maybe because you don't have someone at your table that you had last year, or you're grieving a specific loss, we just want to say that that is why Christmas has been so important to us the last couple years, is because we have also lost. And I think that's one of the reasons that I love Christmas and I love this preparing for Christmas through December, is because it's that anticipation of the hope, the light, the immense joy that comes even when we're in the darkest, darkest pain. And, you know, this is another year that we won't have our father-in-law, my father-in-law, who is like a second dad to me, at the table, who passed away. And it's another year that we won't have my nephew at the table, and a best friend. Those are all losses that happen too soon, and something that hits home so much more in the holidays. I think for all of us who have those who we've lost, a family member, a best friend, or maybe you have someone going through a sickness. I remember the days that we would be at the table, but we knew that Grant's father didn't have that many more years to be with us. And it was like holding on to this tension of this joy of Christmas, but this deep realization and pain that he wouldn't be there very long. And so I know what some of you might be feeling in this hard time, that it seems joyful and it seems sparkly and it seems magical for so many, and maybe for you it doesn't. And so whatever your loss is right now, whatever your grief is right now, we feel it and we understand it. And I have a sweet little girl right here who is my most compassionate and contagious crier, who's in here and feeling just your pain as well. And so I just want to offer such hope and such love to all of you who have struggled this year. This has been some of the most darkest seasons, but I can honestly say that the light has been piercing through the darkest. And that has been the beautiful thing for us as we think about Christmas. I honestly can't wait until Christmas Day because it's literally like this gift we get to unpack. And we know that our grief, our suffering, our loss will not be forever and in eternity. And through even this hard time, we have the hope and this light of Jesus, even when we don't understand it, even when we don't understand the pain and the sorrow. And so we just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas, wherever you are in this season. And we just pray that light and love would shine through even in maybe your darkest times. Merry Christmas, you guys. Merry Christmas from you.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for being on, Carter May. I love you.
Come and let it rescue me.